This is the brief on Tropical Storm Lala's impact on Hawaii. While the 65-mile-per-hour storm is moving west away from the state, dangerous conditions vary drastically by island, meaning your travel plans require immediate localized attention. Think the storm passing means your vacation is instantly back on track? Well, knowing exactly where you are dictates your reality. So first, let's look at the current island-by-island status. Treating Hawaii as a single destination right now is a huge mistake. The tropical storm warning for the Big Island is officially discontinued, but they're still facing flash floods and mudslides from up to 35 inches of rainfall. Meanwhile, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai remain under active tropical storm warnings. Oahu has a flash flood warning until noon, and conditions are deteriorating on Kauai with a flood advisory until 11:30 a.m. as the storm passes south today. Since these islands face different realities, our second takeaway is how this chaos impacts your flights. Hilo and Kona airports closed Saturday, and Sunday operations are completely unconfirmed. Never head to any airport without checking your airline. Listen, just because the weather warning on the Big Island lifted doesn't mean your flight is magically taking off. Luckily, Alaska, Hawaiian, and Southwest have active travel waivers for flights affected through August 16th. Finally, we've got to talk about the lingering safety hazards. The wind stopped, so it's time to hit the beach, right? No way. Life-threatening surf, 1 to 2 foot storm surges, and rip currents will persist statewide. Plus, attractions like Hawaii Volcanoes National Park may remain closed for safety inspections and cleanup, so stay off flooded roads and out of the ocean. Verify flights with your airline and check local alerts before making moves, since recovery is a localized, ongoing process.